Do we remember those that valiantly fought for freedom? Do we remember the True Army, the Mau Mau movement, the Kenya Land's Freedom Army? Do we remember Dedan Kimathi, his wisdom and courage? Do we remember those that fought against the plunder of Africans and African resources? Do we remember the raping that was done to our women and children? Our land, the bashing of the heads of the children, the torture that the men and the old men went through, the genocide that they called Christian crusades in the name of civilization in Africa. Do we remember who we were before the slaves and ivory, the beginning of capitalism? Do we remember those that died for our freedom? Baruch Rashid from the coastal region, Mekatilili of the Griama, that brave woman, Mwana wa Muka from Ukambani. Do we remember Wayaki, who fought with bravery and the fact that they buried him alive? Muga wa Kifiro, who prophesied the coming of the white invaders, Koitalel Arap Samoei of the Nandi, who was killed by the British forces. Do we remember Robert Ouko, James Kariuki? Do we know that our first president, the pro-imperialist Jomo Kenyatta, was a traitor? Our second president, the reinforcer of state terrorism, Daniel Arap Samoei, who killed anyone who spoke the truth, indeed a mad neo-colonialist. Our second president, the preserver of neo-colonial state, and our current president, the number one supporter of corruption in the country, and ironically the first to speak about fighting corruption. He is the leader of monkey politics in Kenya, a hereditary feature. And truly, if the man is fighting corruption, how about he returns the lands that his father stole from the Monanchi? We need to know our history. Read about it. Research. Find out our truth, because only then can we stop these puppet leaders and their clandestine politics from controlling us.